Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm not a scientist. I have no skin in the flat earth game. I'm not a flat earther, but I am open to redefining what the earth is because I believe that a great many theories of science are taken as law. They call them theories themselves, and I believe a great deal of deception has sort of infiltrated and manipulated the sciences as originally given to Adam by God in the Garden of Eden. This is just common sense. As all things change over the course of time, so too did science, especially when it was sort of abducted and taken captive by these forces such as the fallen angels and the Nephilim, okay? That is a fundamental part of the foundation here at 21CD, and so of course I base most of my beliefs off of the concept that all of the sacred sciences have been sort of manipulated to fit an agenda. We've been talking about the Nephilim a lot lately, and how they essentially may have stolen these sciences and fit the world around us into a funnel that would feed their agenda. And they do this through cults like the Brotherhood of the Snake and Freemasons and many others. But when it comes to this specific episode, I am just a thinker. I'm thinking, I'm philosophizing, I am having a conversation, I'm pondering, I'm thinking logically according to the logic that I have in my head and according to my own beliefs, and then I am asking questions. And I believe that most of our monsters do exist in our own heads, despite the fact that a great many of them also walk the earth. We talk about cryptids, we talk about conspiracies, we try to redefine these things and get a better picture of what they are through logic and ancient texts and a biblical sort of foundation. Through all of these things, we try to define the world around us. I'm also an ex-interrogator, and I have degrees in military intelligence and sociology. I've been to school for a while, and my game is not necessarily trying to prove anybody wrong scientifically. My game is understanding why minds believe what they believe and where those minds find their stability so that I can sort of ascertain the legitimacy of the thought process and extract any beneficial information. Information that might be useful to you guys. I'm not here to define what proof is, what mathematical equation or scientific system or graph or picture means what according to which perspective is trying to use it to prove their points. I want to know why people believe what they believe. I ask these questions in this interview, sort of utilizing that sort of model. And I think when people are sort of requested to explain why they believe what they believe, the validity of what they believe is more easily able to be measured and subsequently judged. For instance, notice how every element of the flat earth theory is explained through science that is, it has been presented and given to us by the very same organizations that, according to flat earth believers like David Weiss, are being used to explain why the globe theory is the right theory, okay? Essentially, both sides, they use the same sciences and the same mathematical equations and all of this kind of stuff in different ways to explain their theories. So why does one side believe it's flat when the other believes it's round, even though they use the same tools for measurement? Imagination, in my personal opinion, is one of the most valuable assets of the human. It's one of our most powerful tools, and also simultaneously can be one of the greatest traps that we lay for ourselves. We have to continually sharpen our minds using a sense of logic that has been instilled in us. When we abandon logic, we have no real way of limiting imagination. The deception comes into play when logic is defiled for a sinister end, which is right now the limitless imagination of the predatory class of elites that's running this planet. They have created a simulation for us all to live in, a flesh and blood world where our experiences are funneled into ends that benefit them, therefore defining this life as a simulation of sorts. Everything we do is simulated by some sort of digital ping, digital lure, some sort of machine or program or whatever you want to call it, some sort of electrical signal, okay? And then you go into society and how society teaches you certain sciences are true while certain other ones are pseudo and all of this kind of stuff. And you come to the realization that this is indeed a simulation, though maybe not like all the science fiction movies say, in a sort of different way, it is exactly like they say. So I want you to watch this interview with that in mind, and take from it what you will. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Throw me some hype points, maybe give me a 5-star rating. If you want to be on the show, you can check out 21cdstudios.com. I've got some merch and a reading list up there as well. I'm not going to debate with you. I'm just genuinely curious about the flat earth and all that kind of stuff. I've seen some of your YouTube videos, and you got a lot of people who just want to drag you for an hour, and I'm not that type of person at all. So I'm really just coming at this from the curiosity angle, all right?
I've heard that before, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. We'll get right into it. Hey everybody, welcome back to the 21CD podcast. As always, I'm your ghost, John. If this is your first time being here, welcome in, take a seat. We have a really big show for you today, because today we have a very special guest. We have David Weiss, also known as Flat Earth Dave. This is one of our guests that you guys have requested me to bring on, so here we go. David, thank you very much for being here. If we could start off by you just letting everybody know what you're all about and where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at flatearthdave.com, and what I'm all about is not the shape of the earth. I'm about the lie, the globe lie, and why it matters, right? Because that's what people do. They immediately go to, well, what difference does it make, right? And so when I first heard about Flat Earth, I ridiculed, mocked, and banned people from our social media for even suggesting that I look into it, because it's dumb, dumbest thing ever. But then when I was forced to look, I didn't look with an open mind. I looked with a closed mind just to disprove it and be done with all of these idiots, right? They're annoying me. They're wasting my time. And that was back in 2014, 2015. And 2 weeks later, I realized there is absolutely no proof of the globe. So you're, no offense, a globe believer.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. I lean more towards globe. But the second thing, I believe in almost like a plane. Like I could, there is room in my brain for an endless plane. Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Flat Earth.
right. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people don't like it when I say stuff like that, but I believe in dimensions, and dimensions to me are kind of layers that intersect, and circles don't usually intersect like that in my exactly like what you're showing here. Now, I would not say that I am necessarily a flat earther or a glober. I'm more just open to many different concepts.
There you go. So my goal is to get people to realize that the globe is the one thing that can be proven to be impossible. And that's where we're going to go today. People that defend the globe, most of them don't know anything about it. For example, do you know the radius of the globe, the supposed radius?
I do not.
Circumference?
Nope.
Distance from the sun, how they figured it out?
I'm sure I learned that in high school at some point, but don't remember anymore.
You didn't learn it. You were told something. So right, okay. you memorize, you half memorized it because you've forgotten it. So the people that come on and say that I know absolutely 100% the earth is a globe can't answer any of those questions. And neither could you. And neither could I, when I was asked. And, they still try to defend the globe. So I live in Connecticut, and there's two islands, beach type islands off of there. One's called Captain's Island. The other one's called Island Beach, right? We're going to have a quick little debate here. Which one is better to hang out for the day? I'm going to take Captain's Island. You're going to take Island Beach, right? So defend Island Beach for me, why it's better than Captain's Island.
Because it's got a beach.
Well, don't make anything up. How do you know it has a beach? Captain's Island has a beach also, all right? It actually has a bigger beach. So the answer that you should say is, I don't know anything about it. I really can't. Right? You were trying to play along. I get it. But that's where most globe defenders come from, right? So you say you lean towards the globe. Is that because you're a trusting, loving person that believes that other people are trusting, loving, truthful people?
Well, that's a good question. Because scientifically, I can't prove that it's anything.
Well, so, scientifically, we can prove that it's not a ball.
Okay. Can you explain that?
We'll do that today. Would you agree that all balls, no matter what the size, have curvature to them?
Yeah.
Okay. And over a certain distance, things would go over the curve, right?
You would think, yeah.
Well, they definitely would have to, right?
Well, I believe in gravity.
Well, you believe in gravity. Want to start there? Which gravity, Einsteinian or Newtonian?
I think the scientific terms for these things, let me tell you how I view science. I view science as we've been given it extremely skeptically, because I believe that these are sort of distortions on the way that the world is supposed to be viewed. So I heard you once say that the reason something might not make sense is not because you're too stupid to understand it, but because what they are saying doesn't make sense. Right, there you go, right on your shirt.
You're not stupid, it's stupid.
Right, so personally, on 21 CD, one of the things that I really stress is essentially everything we've been spoon-fed to believe should be thought of as a lie, and that the greatest weapon that the powers that be, the predatory class or whatever, the demonic interference, if you want to say Satan, whatever, the greatest weapon that they utilize is deception. So when I think about science, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. If you ask me science questions, most of the time I'm going to say I have no clue, because I don't really listen to that, you know?
Right, right. And by you saying that we should just assume everything's a lie, that's even more extreme than necessary. I think you should assume that everything needs to be checked into. But if you wanted to bet on everything that you hear on the news is a lie, I would take the lie side, because you'll be a rich man. And because if you got a dime for every time they lied on the news, you'd have a lot of dimes. This is called the three body problem. I got three bodies, the same size, same gravity. So this is an easy equation, right? We can take a supercomputer and put any two masses in there, a sun and an earth and a moon and an earth, whatever, and put them in orbit, and it can predict what they're going to do forever. But we can take the longest supercomputer, the best supercomputer in the world. You put three bodies in. Now I'm putting three bodies equally spaced, same size, and they go into chaos mode in no time, and no computer can figure out what they're going to do next, right? But we live in a solar system of, I don't know how many objects there are, counting all the moons, 80 objects, that works like a perfect clock, right? This is what our solar system should be doing, but way crazier than that. But it doesn't. And it's based on gravity, right? So what is gravity? And I asked you which gravity, Einsteinian or Newtonian. It used to be mass attracting mass, but then they changed that to Einsteinian, which is now the bending and warping of space-time, which is the dumbest thing ever. They show you a bowling ball on a trampoline and they roll some balls around it, right? Why is the bowling ball going down? Why isn't it going sideways or up or this way or every way? You know, why isn't that space-time bending in other directions? It's just a concept. It's just a ridiculous theory that makes no sense. Now, the question is, there's other forces that are not theories. One of them is called the electrostatic charge, right? We can witness it, you know, the balloon, you know, and hold it near your hair or just charge somebody up. This is an electrostatic charge that we can manipulate and we can test it. So I'm going to show you, we had some leftover helium balloons. Have you seen this?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen this?
I've seen this concept before.
Okay. Yeah. So the ground has a neutral or negative charge. The sky is a positive charge. These are not theories. These are testable. And anything up in the air has surrounded by the positive charge. The ground isn't moving. So when we let something go, if it's more dense than the air, it will go down. Right. So.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
This wire goes to a Van de Graaff generator, and we're going to add a little positive charge to that, make it more attracted to the ground. So we just did a real scientific experiment where we manipulated an independent variable, and we made it go down, we discharge it, and it goes back up. We can do the same thing in the opposite, right? So we tested that. That works. So we can test the opposite. We put a negative charge in, it goes up, right? Turn it off, it goes back down. Do it again, it goes up. Right. So we're manipulating the electrostatic charge. This is a drone called the Silent Drone from MIT, and it flies with no moving parts. It's flying off the electrostatic charge. So this is a proven concept. It's not a theory. Right. So the electrostatic charge exists and the theory of gravity exists. So the question is, you know, some people, well, gravity's not a theory. Okay. We'll say gravity's real. I'll give it to you. Right. It's not. It's a theory. Nobody knows how it works. But the heliocentric scientists, pseudoscientists, say that the electrostatic charge is 10 to the 36th power stronger than gravity. Let's pretend gravity is real. 10 with 36 zeros times stronger than gravity. Can you conceive of what size that number is? Because I can't.
No, of course not.
Right. So 10 to the 36th, let me explain what that is. If you had a grain of sand and you made it 10 to the 36th power bigger, it would be 10,000 times wider than the universe claimed to be, right? It's just a ridiculous number. So that would be that would be like a tug of war between every person on Earth times a million and a flea. All right. I mean, there's no competition. So the electrostatics are making things go up and down provably. Where the hell's gravity? It's 10 to the 36 times less powerful. So even if it was real, it's nothing. It has no hope. All right. So that's from them. They tell us the truth. And people are just like, I still believe in gravity. Gravity is a religion. Heliocentrism is a religion. The ball is literally a religion. So
when do you think this deception really began? Because you've got people, you know, you've got the older explorers who talk about how they believe that the Earth, is flat and all that kind of stuff, and they were afraid that they could sail right off the edge of it. Some of them believed that they had actually seen the waterfalls going off the edge of it. So when do you think that deception really started?
The deception started not that long ago. They were teaching flat earth in the 1900s here in America in public schools. All right. History will tell us other things. So history will tell us, oh, it's Eratosthenes figured it out, you know, and then we have these historical men, Pythagoras, Copernicus, Galileo, Kepler, Newton. I think these are just made up stories. I don't even think these are real people. You know the story of Eratosthenes where he saw the sun shining on the bottom of a well, and then he put a stick in the ground and there was no shadow, and they sent his buddy 500 miles away who counted his steps to figure out it was 500 miles away. And somehow they were able to communicate. And that he had a shadow. And Eratosthenes did not have a shadow. And he did some really good math to figure out that the Earth was a globe, right? Here's Carl Sagan. Remember the show Cosmos? I was in college when it came out. And he's showing, you know, the sun, the rays come in straight. They don't, but let's just say that they do. And the only way to have no shadow and a shadow would be if the Earth is curved. So he takes the paper and he curves it. So he's pointing that one at the sun. It's bent. That one has a shadow, right? And he says that's the only way you could have different shadow lengths. Cool story, but it's not the only way. It's not the only way, right? First off, no one has ever seen rays come in parallel. They come in crepuscular. So the whole experiment's dead anyway. But you can take a local light, do it on your desk, put two upright things on your desk, hold a light over one of them, there'll be no shadow, and the one off to the side will have a shadow. You can use the exact same math Eratosthenes allegedly used and figure out the sphericity of the flat table. So again, it's empty claims that are not exclusive to a globe Earth. So this doesn't prove the Earth is flat, unless you can prove that the sun is local, which I think we can. It works on both. So they every claim that they have for a globular Earth is either just an outright lie, or it's something that's not exclusive to the globe.
Okay, so how... I guess, how would you explain the sun moving? Does the sun move in your opinion?
So when you go to the beach for the day, and you're there all day, does the sun move across the sky?
If you're there long enough, it appears to, yeah.
Yeah, let's say you're there for all day, from sunrise to sunset. The sun moves across the sky.
Right.
Welcome to flat Earth. Right? But in your world, the sun's not moving. You're spinning, right? When you're watching a sunset over the ocean, in your world, you have to believe that you're on top of a ball falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound, which is making the sun look like it's setting.
Okay.
A little crazy, right? A little scary, falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound?
Yeah. Well, when you put it that way, absolutely. What do you think the sun is?
Great question. I don't know. I think it's consciousness. I think it's God consciousness. I don't know. I think the sun that we see, the moon that we see, the stars that we see are not physical objects.
So if it's consciousness, would that mean that you think it's different for everybody?
We all see the sun in an apparent position for ourselves. So let me show you what that, let me just jump to that.
And just to clarify, just for, as a baseline, you do view the world in, like through a biblical lens. You believe in the creation story.
I became a flat earther before that. That's not the reason I'm a flat earther.
No. I'm just asking.
The Bible is a flat earth book. But that's not how I became a flat earther. Flat Earth brought me to the Bible.
Okay, interesting. How so? I'm curious.
Because I was pretty much on the fence. I don't believe any of this. You know, I tell the story when I was a young teenager. I went to Bermuda with a group called Young Life. And they did a Bible study on this cliff. And the first verse they read was about where the stars fell to the earth. I think it was Daniel, where the stars fell to the earth. Well, wait a minute. A star is a billion times bigger than the earth. How could a star fall to the earth? And I discarded the Bible for 45 years. Okay? so that's a bit crazy there. So you ask how we see the sun. I think that the sun itself is above or within the firmament. We're under the firmament. And okay. It's projected. Yeah, we see it kind of projected through the firmament. So I put this sheet here, dividing my room in half, and about 5-8 feet on the other side, I have a flashlight, which has actually got a square lens, but it looks round. That's also something to keep in mind, that everything becomes a circle in the distance. And I see it right here. Now, my wife is off to the left of me, right? So she's looking and she sees it in a different place. She sees it off to the left. Hold on. So I'll move over here, right? So I see it here and she sees it right there. So if I put a little X on the sheet, she's seeing it over there at the same time as I'm seeing it there. She's seeing it over there. So we're having, we're seeing the sun in two apparent positions. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So here it is. We have three people and this is of course not the scale. All right. The sun is here. So it's noon for this person. Right. This person sees the sun there. This person sees the sun there and this person sees the sun there. So they're seeing, so they couldn't triangulate the sun because their ground position is real, but the sun position is different. So they couldn't triangulate it to figure out where it is. It's in an apparent position.
How does this relate to telling time, in your opinion?
Well, time is super easy. The sky clock is what time is. All watches are set to the sky clock. So the sun is the hour hand on a 20, it's 24 hours around. So right now, you know, I'm in on the East Coast here and it's 4:20 in the afternoon. So it's showing me it's 4:20 in the afternoon. That's where the sun is. And the sun goes around once every 24 hours. So wherever it is, let me slow it down. I'll turn on the time zones.
So the sun is continually rotating around the flat earth, not across.
Wherever the sun is, it's noon, right? And this outer yellow line here is the Tropic of Capricorn. The inner yellow line is the Tropic of Cancer. The sun is now migrating in, and on June 21st, it'll be over the Tropic of Cancer, closer to us people in the inner north. That's why it's our summer. And then out here, it'll be winter. But in December, the sun goes right over Australia. That's why they have their summer in December, because it's close. Right? If you were at a campfire, big campfire, you're standing 5 feet from the campfire, let's say, right? And it's nice and warm. If you step backwards 10 feet away, it's now colder.
Yes, correct.
There you go. So that's where our summer and winter come from. Let me show you a quick thing. So let me go to images, seasons. So I was on the Yucatan Peninsula in February. This was last year, but it's the same thing happened this year. It was about 90, 95 degrees. And at the same time, up here in the Northeast, it was minus 10 Fahrenheit, 100 degree difference. 100 degree difference. That's huge. It's only like 1,100 miles or something. And the difference from the sun from here to here is 0.00003% farther, which is nothing. It's a grounding error, right? So the 93 million miles away minus 1,000 miles. How much difference is that going to make, right? 100 degree difference. Now let's look at on the flat earth. On the flat earth, the sun was right here. Remember, it's February. So January, February, it's migrating back in towards the equator. And if we look, it's twice as far from the northeast as it is from where I was. The yellow line is where I was. The green line is, it's twice as far. So if you were standing next to a campfire and you turned, it's not going to make much of a difference. But if you went 10 feet back, it's now colder.
Okay.
This is simple. Seasons only work on a flat earth. The sun goes from this line to this line. It spirals in for 6 months and then it spirals out for 6 months. The moon does the same thing, but it does it every 2 weeks. 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out. How about that?
It's very interesting. When I mentioned before we started recording here, the philosophical questions are ringing in my mind. So what does that have to do? How does that factor into consciousness? Like, is the consciousness and seasons and all of that kind of stuff, the tides, all of this kind of stuff, how does conscience determine that?
So Are you on the mindset, a mind frame of understanding that your thoughts create your reality?
To a certain degree, I think so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you've heard of vision boards. You ever make a vision board?
No, I didn't do all that because I'm not really like, I'm not going to, you know, white girl it to the point where it's like what you are is what you is and all that kind of stuff.
I'm with you. And I knew about vision boards for years and I was like, it's just like you. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to make one day and I didn't make it for 20 years. And then one day I said, you know what? I saw a great video. I think it was the Thrive series. And I made a vision board and I put everything on it. And I wrote everything down that I wanted. And I said, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. And the last thing I wrote down was I want to be the CEO of my own company. At that time, I was working in corporate America and I giggled because I wasn't even sure what a CEO did. Mm-hmm. Right. Kept it out, focused on it, ended up in my closet for a bit. I still focused on it. You know, every time I go into the closet, I'm like, oh yeah, vision board. And, I left it. And after 5 years later, I had started my own company with a couple partners and it was the end of the month and I was in the office trying to close out some of the big jobs we did. And I realized I'm the CEO of my own company and I dug out the board and everything on that board was true in my life. Right? Now, would it have happened without the board? I don't know. I didn't do it without the board. I did it with the board. So everything you have in your life, good or bad, are things that you have brought into your life. Your little studio there, you thought about it, you wanted it, and you created it, right? So you are responsible for what's going on in your life. So we are these incredible, connected, resonant beings. This world, do you know about the old world yet?
What about it?
All right, we'll get there in a moment. We're these incredible, powerful, connected beings. So there's unlimited everything, but on a globe Earth, there's nothing, right? We've discovered everything already, right? This is it. There's limitations. There's fear. There's just a lot of fear, false evidence appearing real. And so if you're limited, your thoughts can't even get outside of the globe. You don't even know what you're missing because you can't imagine it because your imagination creates your reality.
Right.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
One of the points that I try to stress here is that imagination, science kills imagination in a way. It limits you directly. But even if we are on a flat Earth, how are we unlimited then?
Well, there's more resources. Look at this. So this was a map that was found in a Buddhist temple 10 centuries old, and right. It was published in 1907. What are these other continents out here? What if there's other civilizations out here? What if there's more resources, technology? What if this is where all of the old civilizations moved out to? And we're trapped in here. What if the world was set up like this? Right? This is our local pond, right? We're here in the middle. This would be Antarctica. And out here is more land, more civilizations, more resources, more people.
This is a flat version of a different argument too, though, that is present on the globe, in my opinion. And correct me if you think I'm wrong, that's totally fine. But they tell us we can go to space. They tell us we're going to go to Mars. And in a lot of conspiracy circles, there's even the inner Earth. You have CERN opening up the possibilities of dimensions and stuff like that. These are all globe viewpoints. So
I don't think so. I think CERN is a flat Earth thing. You know, many of us believe that there's seven levels above us, seven levels of density of reality above us. So, you know, you can call it the heavenly layer just above us, and it's not mm-hmm. far. I think it's in our. I think you know, right where the clouds are. What are clouds?
Yeah, Genesis, it says that God put the birds in the firmament.
Yeah, why do, why? Well, the question is, you know, why do clouds float in the sky? They're heavier than the air. Why are they floating? Well, electrostatics explain why the clouds float, right? So again, we can speculate about what's going on in the sky all we want, but the sky makes absolutely no sense, right? We can try to figure it out. Like, well, how does the sun work? The sun's made of helium and hydrogen that defy gravity on Earth. Gases violently fill the available space, but they exist in a space vacuum and condense into a burning sun that has enough mass to hold on to Pluto. But it ignores our moon. It burns 640 billion tons a minute or an hour or whatever the stupid number is, but it never gets any smaller. And everything works perfectly like a clock. That's impossible.
So you probably don't believe in like, and this is okay, a lot of people don't these days, but you probably don't believe in like the moon landing or the space station.
Yeah, absolutely not. The International Fake Station. We can, you know, you catch NASA lying once. That's all you need, but we caught him lying 1,000 times. Joe Rogan just the other day had a guy on who's kind of playing middle road. He's like, you know, I don't know, you know, flat earth. I'm not a flat earther, but, you know, they make some good arguments. And he was laying down some stuff. And Joe goes, well, what about the space station? He's like, well, it's fake. And he goes, well, you can pull up a live stream. And he pulls up a live stream on the show. Joe goes, pull up a live stream from the International Space Station. And this is the one he pulled up. Hold on, let me find it. He pulls
so those up. Those are both just studio productions in your mind.
Well, they might be filmed from aircraft in the sky. Hold on, I'm just trying to find the video. Here it is. Yeah, so this is the one he pulls up. He pulls up this one, and it has a seam going across the earth. Live on his show, he exposed the fakeness of the space station. They're taking real footage of the earth from high altitude, maybe 100,000 feet, and they're wrapping it around a ball, and at sometimes there's a seam.
This is what Joe pulled up on his show.
Yeah.
What did he say about that? Because that is crazy.
He stumbled and fumbled for quite a bit. Yeah.
So when we see stars and planets and all this stuff, like let's go back to the just most basics. When I look up into the sky and I see all these things.
What do you see?
Exactly. Because like one of the things that I believe is when you have these radical ideas, these extreme ideas, these diabolical ideas, which doesn't mean they're necessarily bad. It just means they're very, you know, they're exciting in the grand scheme of things. You kind of have to have some sort of idea for what these things you're seeing might be instead of what you're being told they are. You know, one of the big things is that birds aren't real.
Yeah, no flat earther believes that. But here's a question. You know, if birds are androids, well, maybe that's why they sit on power wires to recharge. I don't believe that. Nobody believes that.
It's just an example. But those people who say that birds aren't real, they still have to provide me with an explanation for why they think they're drones instead. And so in the same way, when I look up at the sky and I see the moon and the sun, the planets, the stars, and even the satellites, what am I seeing?
I don't know. And neither do you. Right? What is this? I'm sorry. I don't know what this pattern is here. Something's going on with my screen.
Looks fine. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Normally it's a lot sharper. This is a star. What is that? I think it's angelic. That's my opinion, right? I don't know. The thing is, nobody knows what stars are. Nobody knows. This is Arcturus. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about angels are in the sky and they're a wheel inside a wheel. Well, it kind of looks like a wheel inside of a wheel. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it isn't a burning ball of hydrogen in the sky. It isn't a burning ball of hydrogen. This is what NASA shows us. This is what we see, 211 trillion miles away, and I'm able to zoom in on it and get this clarity.
So your opinion, you think that they're probably just all angels?
I don't know what it is. That's just my guess. I'm not hanging my hat on it or anything. Here's something. Think about this. It doesn't take an optics expert, right? So the star Sirius looks like this compared to the star Orion, which looks like that. right?
Yeah.
So the zoom focus is, it's 8.6 light years or 50 trillion miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we can zoom in and make it this big inside the lens. It almost fills up the whole lens, right? So we can zoom in on this little dot and make it this big, right? Then we can take the same zoom and make Orion this big. Well, it's not quite as big, but it's pretty close, right? We can increase its size. Here's the problem. This one is 52 million times farther than this one. It's not two times farther. It's 52 million times 50 trillion miles. Okay? So okay. Orion would have to be 52 million times bigger than Sirius to look like it's the same size. Not 52 times bigger. Not 520 times bigger. Not 5,000, not 500,000, not 5 million. 52 million times bigger for me to be able to zoom it in. So I just proved that this is bullshit and that these are something else. Very small, very close. You ever look up and see Jupiter in the sky?
Yeah.
It's like the brightest star. It looks like the brightest star in the sky, right? It's like,
right.
It's really bright. What is Jupiter? Jupiter, they tell us, is a gassy, large planet. Gassy, right? And it's dirty, gassy planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that gas is highly reflective, or does it absorb light? What's more, what would you get a better reflection off of? A ball of gas or a pond of water?
Probably the water.
Yeah, of course. It would reflect the light much better, right? So Jupiter, they tell us, is 400 million miles from the sun. We're only just under 100 million miles away. So it's four times farther away, right? And if we use the inverse square law, we would say, if the sun is the size of a coin held at arm's length, if we doubled the distance, it would be a quarter of that size. So it would be the size of like a pencil eraser at arm's length. And then if we doubled it again to 400 million miles, it would be pretty damn small. So you have to believe, you're on Jupiter, that little tiny sun in the far distance, tiny, tiny, tiny sun, is reflecting off of our non-reflective surface. And then that's traveling 300 million miles to Earth where you can see it. But to you, it looks as bright as the sun, just small. It's a bright star. How's that possible?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know.
Okay, no, well, you don't know, but what you do know is it's not possible, right? And the other thing, you know why they say the sun and the moon are they look like the same size? The heliocentric explanation?
Right, yeah.
You know why they say it? Because the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon and it's 400 times farther away. Therefore, they look like they're the same size.
Right.
That's the official explanation. Flat Earth, maybe they're just the same size. Okay?
Okay.
And same distance. And
So all the measuring and everything that they've ever done, you just don't agree with any of...
It's all just made up nonsense. They actually didn't do any measuring. So they're telling us, you know, this is the sun.
Right.
This is the sun. Right? This is a far sun. Let's say we move the sun. The sun is 860,000 miles wide. Let's say we moved it to a mile over your head. This is what it would look like. Right? You'd look up, the whole sky would be the sun, right? If we lived on a small marble and the sun is a yoga ball and I had that yoga ball a millimeter over the marble, you looked up, all you would see is yoga ball, right?
Right.
Right? So if we move the sun 93 million miles away, it goes from filling up the whole sky to this. Now, it's not smaller. It's just apparently smaller because it's so far away, right? Move something farther away, it gets smaller. If we doubled the distance to the sun, it would be a quarter of the size. So that's twice as far. If we doubled it again, it would be a 16th of that size. Now it's four times as far. And if we doubled it again, it would be a 64th of that size. Now that's 8 times as far. Well, they tell us the sun is 8 light minutes away. Have you heard that before? 93 million miles takes 8 minutes for light to travel.
Right. Yep.
In theory. So 8 times 8, 64. Let's call it a light hour. At a light hour away, the sun would appear to be the size of a star.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just give the globe the benefit of the doubt. Instead of a light hour, we're going to make it 24 light hours away, a full light day away. At a light day away, its angular size would be far too small for the human eye to see. Right? 24. So one light day away, it's scientifically provable that the angular resolution limits of our eyes could not see the sun, and the brightness issue, we won't even go there because that's, it would just be so dim you wouldn't be able to see it, but we'll ignore that. Well, they tell us Polaris is 46 times bigger than the sun. So if Polaris was 46 times farther than the sun, it would look like we had two suns in the sky, right?
Sure.
If Polaris was 93 million miles times 46 times,
yeah,
we'd have two suns in the sky, one of them being Polaris, right? But at a light day away, we couldn't see the sun. So if we made Polaris a light 46 days away, we could not see it. Round up, 2 months, light 2 months away, could not see it. Do you know how far they tell us Polaris is?
No.
433 light years away. Now, if you process the simple math that I just did, you would realize we could never see Polaris. Therefore, they're lying again.
So is the purpose of all of this lying, it's just to give us a limit?
No, the purpose of this lying is to deceive us, right? It is to limit us. It's to steal our connection to God. Now, there's a lot of people that believe in God, right? They have faith. When you understand that we live in an intelligently designed system, you can no longer deny God's existence, right? There's a verse in the Bible that says, once you see my creator, basically what it says, it's Romans 1:20. Now, again, me quoting Bible verses, that's insane. Dave Weiss, he's not a Bible guy, but basically it says, so that they are without excuse. Once you see my creation, you can no longer deny my existence, is basically what it's saying. And that's the truth. Once you see that the earth is intelligently designed, you can't deny existence. Like, it's your first day on earth, there's nobody here, you're walking through the jungle, and you come across the World Trade Towers in the middle of the jungle. Do you know for a fact that there's a builder?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Yeah.
Do you know who built them?
No.
No, but you know one thing. There's
they
a builder. Yeah. Okay. So when you understand what this place is, you can no longer deny creation.
So why do you think that these arguments on the flat earth aren't ever sort of, why don't they take off? Like
they have. Other- they have, because I'll tell you why. And it, you can believe it or not. They have taken off. We've done all of the proofs. There's no more proofs needed. We've done this. It's the indoctrination is so strong. There's a Nazi scientist that said, give me your child before age 7 and I'll create the person that he is for the rest of his life. So let's say in college, you went to graduate school and you learned about some specific thing and you aced every test and you got a degree and on this thing. And then 30 years later, somebody comes and tells you the exact opposite of what you learned. You're immediately going to revert to that 25-year-old in college and defend it from that point of view. That's just how the human mind works. You go back to when you learn these things and you become that age as far as your maturity goes. When did you learn about the flat earth? You learned it when you were 5, right? And it became the foundation of truth in your life. And then everything you saw after that, every movie, every cartoon, your NASA sheets, your you know, Star Wars, everything. You built a web of beliefs based on a lie. And so your whole foundation is a false foundation. And when someone comes and tries to take that out, you instantly argue like a five-year-old. So there's also, you know, there's lots of spiritual,
so it's brainwashing. Everybody's just brainwashed.
Totally brainwashed, totally programmed. And then there's also spiritual forces on this world that, you know, it's a whole nother podcast. And evil forces literally work together. Demons work together. And people are literally defending the globe it's like Stockholm syndrome. You defend your captors. So the elite, you know, with all this stuff going on in the world, I'll let you go in 1 second, is, Dave, what difference does the shape of the earth make? I still have to go to work on Monday. They're still trafficking children. There's war going on. Well, you know, all of this, the foundation of it is you're lost in space. You're out of control. You don't think that you have any power. You think that we're limited. You think that there's no more resources. You think that global warming is real. You think that all of this stuff that they use to keep you in fear, false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R, that's how they control us. So the flat earth truth, the globe lie, is the foundation for all the other lies. If you believe you're spinning out of control, flying through an infinite universe, God may be deluded in that universe or whatever, you can believe that breathing on grandma will kill her in 2020.
Okay. Is there room in your mind that maybe the earth isn't flat, but it's also not round? Or is it?
Sure, there's room.
How
room,
much?
There's room. The room is, I hate the term simulation theory, but
yeah.
I think we're in a simulation.
We are in a simulation theory. Yeah. It just might not be a digital matrix.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, listen, we're experiencing, as I showed you before, we live inside an energy field, and we live on this dielectric or this plane of inertia. This is where physicality is. This is where we are. If I was in the same room as you, I could punch you in the shoulder and it would hurt. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we are dealing with physical things. Now, what happened, you know, like, where do we come from? Where's our consciousness? You know, that's, we can talk about that forever, but we're here in a physical world. We can measure this world, and it measures flat. It measures flat, right? People say, you know, the higher up you go, the farther you can see. Therefore, the earth is a globe. No, you're increasing your angle view. Go to a Home Depot or a Walmart or whatever. Put some coins on the floor and then go to the other end of the hallway and lay down and look at it with your eye closest to the floor. You can't see them. They're gone. There's a horizon in front of you, way in front of you. Lift your head up. There they are. Put your head down. Right. Put a stack of them. The stack will disappear. The bottom of the stack first. Right? So that's this angular view. And the thing is, if you're going up higher, unless you see farther, that means the horizon should get lower and lower and lower. The earth should curve down and away from you in all directions, but it doesn't. Go look at the ocean. The ocean ramps up. The ocean ramps up. It ramps. Here, let me just pull this up. And then climb a mountain or go on top of a building or up an elevator or whatever. And look at the water. It'll rise up. It'll rise up. It'll rise up. It'll rise up to your eye, you know, to apparently your eye level. That's the ground horizon. There's multiple horizons, which sure. is, again, a longer conversation. On my app.
Yeah, I'm looking at your app here, and your app is projecting a round Earth. So how
it's
do
a,
you...
It's the So imagine this Earth without any sun. All the oceans okay. would freeze. Mm-hmm. So we have the campfire sun that circles around and around and around like a rotisserie chicken, right? The chicken that's closest to the rotisserie chicken, if the rotisserie was turning, right? But it's right. the same thing. So the sun just warms this area up. That's why in between the tropics is the coolest place on Earth. It's the tropics. The sun travels over you twice a year. In the north where we live, the sun never even gets to us. It gets to Miami and then it turns around and goes away, right? That's mm-hmm. why it's always warm in the tropics, right? So the sun circles around and it creates this circle. This is the shoreline of our world. The question is it open? Are there other ponds out here? Who knows what's out there? And again, all of the countries in the world agree on two things. Nobody can independently explore Antarctica, and everybody has to become a human pincushion. 2020 again.
How do you explain, like, the Ice Age or any, like, the Little Ice Age from, you know, like, the late 14, 1500s and stuff like that?
I wasn't there. I don't know if it's true. I mean, have you looked into the mud floods and the old world tech?
I mean, I have, yeah.
On the app, I have this old world page. You click the griffin, and there's all sorts of information here. I highly recommend My Lunch Break. You can find him on YouTube.
I'm a paid subscriber to him, actually.
There you go. He's the best. Yeah. Kenny is fantastic. And another one, I'm actually doing a podcast tomorrow night, live, actually, with I'm the Improbable Dreamer. He's on Instagram mostly and TikTok and YouTube. And he's just looking into real amazing old world stuff. So the Ice Age, there's maps of Antarctica without ice on it before we allegedly discovered Antarctica. So all of our history is a lie. So when someone tells me anything that's beyond 1890, I say, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Right?
So your idea then is that every text that is to be found has been faked.
You know, I was, some Christians told me that the Bible cannot be faked, cannot be changed. I'm like, men print the Bible. They can change it. But and somebody said, I asked that question on a podcast just the other day. I was doing a podcast with a bunch of really cool Christian guys. And they said their interpretation of that is God's word can't be changed. The actual, like the original text, but everything after that can be changed, and it has been changed.
Yeah.
It has been changed, and it's been misinterpreted even if it wasn't changed, right? So, you know, page one of the Bible, sort of line like one.
It's the abuse of the, like, seven sacred sciences as given to Adam, you could say. You know, Enoch is said to have written 30,000 some books, the Library of Alexandria that has been lost, all this kind of stuff that would have the knowledge from before. Your argument is essentially that, yes, that was all basically a movement to change the way that humanity would view the world going into eternity, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting close to an hour here, so I just want to hit a couple more questions that I really just personally wanted to ask you, because it's one of the things that I'm really interested in. Antarctica, what is it? Why did you not go there when you were invited to? And I'm asking you that because I've wanted to go so badly. So it shocked me that you didn't actually go. And what do you think is beyond it?
It's a great question. What's beyond it is a great question. So I have very good spiritual discernment, all right? That's just me saying it. It's not my ego or anything. I do. And when I got that first email from Will Duffy, I'm like, this thing, I immediately got a really, like, this is not right. And so he said, secret experiment coming up. I'm like, just tell me what it is and I'll tell you what I think of it. He goes, nope, you're going to have to wait. It's 6 weeks. It's coming out or something. And I said, never email me again. I don't deal with demons. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Right. And so going into it, you know, years ago, early in my flat earth community, I said, a circling sun in Antarctica would prove the globe. Well, that's not true. Because if you want to say a light in the sky circling around proves the globe, first, you have to prove that helium and hydrogen can exist in a space vacuum, have gravity, burn forever, not get smaller, right? All of the stuff that people in Narnia laugh at, right? It makes no sense. If they saw a circling sun in Antarctica, which I don't believe that they did, it just proves how much we know about the sky. Now, a couple people like Joe Hanvey and some others have made some models that, wow, that really could work on a surface in the sky, on a south sky. And depending on the luminosity of the firmament, if it's higher than the reflectivity of it, if it's higher than a diamond, then it could project a perfect sun in the sky. I don't believe that. There's more evidence coming out that they were completely fooled, whether the Globers were in on it or not, or maybe they were all fooled. But I did a video on Will Duffy exposing who he really is. 7-minute video. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
I'll send it to you and you could link it under this video, and I want people to watch it. And then you tell me if this man, you know, is somebody to be trusted. And no universe.
When did this happen? This was a,
this
a
happened
years ago,
December though. 2 years ago. Okay. December 2 years ago. And so, so many strange things. There's so many anomalies, so many problems, right? This camp that they allegedly went to was high season and they were the only ones there. Wait a minute. Were they even there? I think they were brought to another place in Antarctica that wasn't that camp. And it was just a complete and total show run by NASA. It's as important as the moon landing hoax, but it's way easier to pull off. Way easier. And this was planned for years in advance. And why was it planned? This is, again, not my ego. It was planned to take me down and this app, because this app is waking up too many people and they don't want that. So just to show you, when people say, you know, there's no flat earthers, I think, who's the scientist that says that, right? These are the flat earthers that have my friend finder, right?
So let me ask you something about this app here. So this app, and in this age that we live in, how do you explain stuff like Starlink and satellites and all that kind of, are they actually up there?
No, there are balloons up there and stuff, but let's talk about Starlink, because that's a head scratcher, right? If Starlink,
it is, right.
If satellites aren't real, then how do you explain Starlink service? Right?
Yeah.
So Starlink service,
or internet, or anything that
Well, Starlink service. Yeah. So, well, they say it's bouncing off of satellites, right? So, I was on an airplane. Here we go.
I mean, the Chinese. I think it's the Chinese, maybe the Japanese. Either way, one of them just the other day launched the first wooden satellite into space. They said,
"Yeah, that's a cool story, bro." So, so here's an airplane. We're at 30,000 feet, and you got your cell towers. And just like when you're driving down the road on your cell phone, I drove from, you know, South Jersey to Connecticut. I must have been relayed to 50 different towers, and I never had a hiccup in the call. No problem. So as you're flying along, watching videos and, you know, stuff, you're just going from tower to tower to tower, just like on a car. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this has been going on for years, and I was on a flight. I'm listening to a TikTok live. I'm uploading videos. I'm checking emails. I'm messaging people. I'm like, this is great, right? But then this pops up on my screen. Stay in touch while letting others know that you're available via satellite. This is brainwashing, right? So how does that work, right? Let me ask a question. If somebody went along and unplugged all of these cell towers, would they work?
No.
Okay, you need power. You need a lot of power. You need to service them. Things go wrong, right? Let's say we have a really cold winter. Yeah, things might break. In space, there's a 500 swing. There's a 500 degree swing every 20 minutes or whatever, right? Hot, cold, hot, cold. There's no connection to anything. There's a couple tiny solar panels that degrade, but these things work forever. So we got our satellite up here. The Starlink satellites are 350 miles up. So that means when they're directly above you, that's the closest they are, 350 miles. When they're over there, they could be 700 miles away. So they want me to believe that my signal, now the airplane is getting my signal, it's sending it up to the satellite, and then the satellite's sending it down past the airplane to a tower. Does that make any sense to you?
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
No, not necessarily. Yep.
It works. So let's talk about why it works, right? So
yeah, because like when I'm out in the middle, I go way out into the wilderness a lot of times, climb mountains and stuff. And when I'm all the way out there and I've got my Starlink Mini, how is that working for me?
I'm going to explain it right now. You ready?
I'm ready. Because yeah, this video you're showing too is crazy too.
Yeah, I've seen this. Have you seen this?
Yeah. I mean, you can look up in the sky and see it at night.
When's the last time you saw them?
Maybe a month ago.
Okay. So there's a few up there. I saw it one night. I've only seen it once, and it was several years ago, and this is exactly what I saw. Now, a Starlink satellite is tiny, right? A Starlink satellite is tiny. So it's smaller than it. You can probably fit a dozen of them inside of an engine of a 747, right? Just because 747 engines are giant. You put them in there. So a 747, you ever stand next to one outside?
Huge. Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge. Put it up 7 miles high at cruising altitude. It's a tiny little speck, right? You can see the wings, but you really can't make out the engines, right? 7 miles high. If I doubled it to 14 miles, could you even see the airplane? No, you could not. But we can see these tiny little satellites 350 miles away. That's a problem. That's a problem.
You don't think it's because they're projecting light?
They're not projecting light. They're reflecting light, supposedly, right? So the sun is reflecting off of them. Wow, they're really shiny, right? 350 miles reflecting light. First, try that. It doesn't work, right? They're, even if they were mirrors, right, they'd be flash. You'd see flashing and whatever, but... And a lot of people report when they see these, they always hear an airplane either in front of them or behind them. That's weird, right? So here's my theory. They're not 350 miles up. These are drones, and they're very close. And I'm going to explain how it works in a second. So 350 miles up. Well, Elon Musk's brother bought the largest firework replacement drone company in the world. So... they can have an airplane with a cargo door, and they're launching drones. This guy right here, his battery is dying. So they send another drone out. It turns on. This turns off. It flies in. They swap out batteries. And so they're just doing this party trick to convince people like yourself, like me, like anybody that sees it, that this is real. So how does Starlink service work? That's the real question. So during the Vietnam War, they talked about these soldiers had these radios that would communicate with an AWACS plane, a high-flying military plane that would take the signal and relay it back to Washington. You know the story, right?
Yep.
Look at their radios and look at a Starlink receiver. They're the same thing. All commercial airplanes have this internet service on them now because they have Starlink satellite service on them now. So you're connecting to an airplane just a few miles up, not to a tin can floating through a space vacuum, you know, that would be literally impossible, right? You got to think about
So when I'm out in the desert and I'm using internet, it's an airplane.
Well, let me prove that to you in a second, right? So
because that also opens up the question for how does he get them into war zones where there's no fly zones like Iran?
I'm going to answer that. So this is what's going on. The Earth is spinning, wobbling, flying through space, but somehow these satellites are mimicking all of these things and just they're just working perfectly. The reason you can't figure it out is because it's really, 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 really dumb, right? So my point is, so I asked ChatGPT, I said, if we took Starlink satellites and put them on commercial aircraft, would that work? And it said, well, yes, it would have a power source. It could be serviced on a daily basis if anything goes wrong. And there's airplanes everywhere. He goes, the only problem would be that if there's a big storm and they're diverting airplanes around it. And I said, what if they did military airplanes that flew over the storm? And it was like, that would be a more robust and working system than this current Starlink, and it would cost a fraction of the cost to do it. And it would actually work. So that's interesting. So it's just a theory. But we have a lot of military guys on these excuse me, two guys. One guy, he lives somewhere in the South Pacific on a little island, and he didn't have internet until Starlink came around. And he's a guy that loves tracking all airplanes in the sky. He wants to know how many warplanes are in the sky. He's always tracking military planes. This guy literally tracks everything. But he says every time the last airplane leaves his area, he loses his Starlink service.
Huh. But that's just one guy. We need
more. But the thing is, it would be easier to connect to an airplane and there's always airplanes in the sky. Now, what did Elon Musk do when we started the war in Ukraine? He turned off their Starlink service.
Right. Well, he turned it on for a while.
He turned it on and turned it off. But there's also airplanes in there. Like, there's high-flying airplanes. Right? Oh, you fly an airplane at 70,000 feet. No one on the ground is going to see that. Well, 70,000 feet isn't 350 miles. Right? You have to believe that we're connecting to tin cans in space that are mimicking all of the spinning of the Earth. It's absolute insanity to believe that. And it's financially and mechanically irresponsible to do satellites if you possibly could, when you could just put them on friggin' airplanes. It would be less expensive to have their own private airplanes flying with these things on them, but they don't need that. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of airplanes in the sky at all times. I'd like to see, I wouldn't like to see, but I'd like to see another event where all the airplanes in the world have to land. Let's see how Starlink service does.
That would be interesting. All right, last question.
It's weird how clear the skies got after that September date. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I mean, when you think about all of the artificial clouds and all that kind of stuff, everything gets really hazy, pardon the pun. But I mean, I believe in all the smart dust and all that kind of stuff that they're using to put in our systems and everything too. So
yeah.
Last question, and then I'll let you go. You're a little over time here, and I do appreciate it. What could somebody do to persuade you that the Earth is not flat? What would they have to do?
Well, you'd have to prove axial rotation. You have to prove curvature. I mean, I could show you experiment after experiment where we can see too far. I mean, have you looked into that? Like, the Earth has, if the Earth is curved, we shouldn't be able to see past a certain distance. So here is, I'll show you this one. So this is not from a flat earther, right? So it's from Pisa, Italy to Montevideo mountain, right? And, and we can see the mountain right here. So the eye height is 1313, target distance 183.9 miles. The target hidden height is 12,978, right? This mountain is 12,600. So there's 376 feet. The top of this mountain should be 376 feet below the Earth curve. But there it is. Now, the answer is, well, the sun already set. The mountain's behind the curve, but the sun's refracting up and the dark mountain is refracting up, blocking the sun. The reason you can't figure it out is because it's stupid. You're not stupid. It's stupid. Right? There's hundreds of these. Hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds. I encourage people, don't believe anything I say or any of the anti-flat earthers that will show up on your channel. They will all show up. A guy named I Am Wilson, another troll. I can't remember their names because I really don't care. But they'll all show up in your comment section. Look at their channels. They're empty channels.
Yep.
They follow me everywhere. They'll hang out in your comments as long as people are viewing your video, and they will comment on everything, but they'll never offer a glow proof. They'll only make insults. On the app, on the more resources section, by the way, if you long press any button, it tells you what it does. And I have a section called experiments right here. Experiments. We've done all the experiments for you. We've documented them. Check them out. Go do them yourself. There's all sorts of stuff. This is a great section too. Balloon rockets. NASA controls all the helium in the world. And then the most important page is the frequently asked questions page. You know, like, hey, where does the sun go? Or what about eclipses? What about gravity? What about circumnavigation? Everything's been answered for you. The problem isn't doing more proofs. The problem is spreading the knowledge that's already here. And breaking the programming, because hats off to the controllers, because they did such a good job on this that people will refuse to look at the information. When you say flat earth, they tune out and they're like, I'm not looking. I did that. But something in me made me look.
Perfect. David, thank you so much for coming on 21CD. to the audience, everybody, please check out David if you're interested in this sort of thing. And like he said, verify everything yourself, because that's what it's all about here. And check him out on what is your website again, one more time?
Pretty easy. FlatEarthDave.com. The app is there if you want to get it. It's $3 one-time charge. There, if you want to use some of the social media stuff on there, and you know, there's even a dating site on there where you can find other like-minded people. It's $11 a year for that, but you don't have to do that. On the website, scroll down to where it says Crash Course. There's a playlist of videos all on YouTube that YouTube will never show you unless you have a direct link to them. If you watch the first 5 videos, you too can be a flat earther. So don't watch them if you're not ready.
There we go. Thank you, Dave.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.